Praises Lounge. Praises and Radio Tsona.
So welcome to the Traces Tea Lounge this evening. Please join us for a cup of tea and a chat. And I'm very happy tonight because I've got a beautiful new outfit, which I think really suits my tea lady style. And it's from Judith, who's joined me here from next door. So, hi.
Hello.
Would you like to tell me a little bit about what you're doing?
Yes. I'm sitting here. I'm from Cultura Boardwalk in Emmer. And we're friends of Open Design City, and we occupy the open zone, or try to occupy as much as possible. And we're having a swap shop in Poland next door at the Creative Commons. And what we are doing there is we're trying to make people take responsibility of their swap action. So they're seeing a piece of clothing and thinking, okay, I want to have it, but like also thinking about it, okay, what is it worth it? Can I just take this, or what is my own consciousness saying about this? And then we have a lifeline also that you can call, and a donation box, but you can also leave something from yourself behind. It doesn't really matter, there's no rules.
I like that. I really enjoy the way you guys have been inhabiting the space and kind of tweaking and changing the program and the things that are happening. And I already donated some shirts earlier today, so I took this and this and this in exchange. I hope that's okay. It was about 5 shirts and 2 skirts.
That's lovely. Thank you very much.
That's my pleasure. I'm curious, you're going to have a fashion parade later with all the new styles. Is this correct?
Depends. It's going to be for sure a fashion parade online. We have a Twitter group also, and a Flickr. I'm not very into like all these sites. And that's also like very interesting because we also interpret the transmedia and not only from a digital way, but more from the theme, the responsibility theme. And we also see the open zone as a space that can be used by anybody and by everybody and should be used in any creative way possible to make people responsible of how they see the world around them, how they can manipulate the space in a way that becomes theirs. And that's also what we're trying to do now.
I think very successful. I really enjoy the way you've been opening up the space to different kinds of activities and inviting people to propose and create their own events when there's nothing happening in the program, and infiltrating little parts of the program as well. Now, you've also made us conscious of our own responsibility in terms of the tea lounge, because I've been giving you the used tea bags every evening and you're doing something interesting with them. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's right, because you might think that a tea bag is just something completely useless and it's just a piece of waste, but it is. But a piece of waste is only the perception that you have of waste. Actually, all waste is a resource and you can use it to create something new. And you just need to think conceptually, okay, outside the box, outside of the purpose that it had initially. And a tea bag, if you just modify it and open it, then you will see that it's just a lovely piece of fabric. And that lovely piece of fabric is actually not biodegradable completely also. So you think, okay, I will throw it in my biomule, and it just goes to like some lovely like compost helper. But it's like two sides of the story. Okay, it's a bit of a shame that it's got plastics in it, so it's not biodegradable, but completely. But also, like, a lot of our biomule doesn't actually end up at the compost because we produce so much. But that's no worries. But now I lost it.
The biomule doesn't end up in the compost because we produce so much. Well, I always wonder this when we're putting out the recycling, like, where does it actually all go? Does it even get recycled, or does it just get put together as a landfill?
Yeah, but what I'm now trying to experiment also with is collecting my own waste and collecting a lot of the same thing, and then trying to clean it, trying to process it, and seeing what the possibilities are. And with tea bags, I found out that you can sew them together really nicely, and then you come up with a lovely piece of fabric. And you can use that for anything. You can make lampshades out of them, you can make curtains, you can make projection screens, you can actually project your own presentation about some digital developments on tea bags, on used tea bags. And I actually wanted to make a big lampshade kind of form at this Transmediale, where people could actually stand in and look at the world through used tea bags that I collected here from the Transmediale. But I started on Monday to collect in the restaurant, but they kicked me out because the manager said that it was like unhygienic and stuff like that, and that they, so that was a bit of a shame. But then a lot of other people came with their used tea bags from home, and I took time to clean them and to hang them and to then rub the tea off and then sew them together. Yeah.
It's really lovely to see something that is generally thrown away, whether it's into the compost or the rest mill, becoming another object of something beautiful. Like I saw the lampshade, it looks gorgeous. It would.
And this is one of our projects with Kulturlabor Trial and Error. We have a website, Upcycle It, and we make a manual, a handbook about what you can all do with your waste and how you can upgrade it, upcycle it. And we worked together with a Spanish NGO, and we together created this book that is actually in process of editing right now. And it will be online, available, just free, downloadable for everybody at the end of April. And then you can just print it out, make your own book, and then share your knowledge about how to, for example, make teabag lamps, but also how to make your own... how you can maybe use your washing powder bags also to make shower curtains, all sorts of things like this. But it's nicer to look at the website and get inspired there.
Absolutely, I'll go have a look at it myself. I really like the concept of upcycling. So it's basically not recycling, but making something better than the original. Or
and what we're trying to provoke, not to get everybody so DIY-mäßig busy, but we're trying to provoke a spiral, an inward spiral of that people get more aware of the waste that they produce, and that they can also change that whole consumerism system into a more sustainable one. Like, for instance, you can buy like lovely little yogurt cups in Lidl or wherever, but you don't have to buy them if you just share a big amount with your housemates or your family, or so you don't actually consume anymore the waste that you can upcycle. So it goes. At the end, our wish is that upcycling is completely gone.
It's not necessary anymore.
It's not necessary.
Because people aren't over-consuming.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's a utopian wish. I hope so. I hope it happens too. So anyone in the tea lounge who would like to exchange or revise their style can go next door and see Judith, and she'll help you with some clothes there and determining what kind of value it has, if you need to make an emergency call or put some money in the donation box. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Because also with the clothes swapping, it's about that you like the trend that is now pushed upon us, like, okay, you can't wear these shoes anymore because they're not in anymore. It's all to do with identity. Are you going to give in to fashion as it's being pressed upon us by fashion designers, or are you going to invent yourself and just take one step back and think, who am I, and do I really need to change, or can I also just use somebody else's clothing to reinvent myself?
I really appreciate that concept, because I have a personal mission to eradicate any H&M from my wardrobe. And I think that the pressure to, you know, to fit into certain styles is really strong and really pervasive. Like, sometimes you'll just be walking around thinking, oh, I just feel like the colour orange now, and have no idea why, but there's been like all this orange stuff in magazines that you've picked up on, and that it does sort of subtly infiltrate. And if you actually do something consciously to change how you're dressing, what you're choosing to wear, to make it more about your own personal style, or something that's saying, hey, I'm in a 50s tea dress and I love it. That's really, it's really fun. It livens up the streets too. Like, people might look at you and laugh or smile, but hey, great. You brighten up their day.
Definitely. Yeah, come to the responsible swap shop, please, next door there, and have a little look if you can like reinvent your own wardrobe and take anything swappable with you.
Wonderful, thanks so much.
Praises Lounge. Praises and Radio Tsona. Transmediamia lemon.